Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Hi, I'm Dave Carl, creator of Insight for Living Ministries, Paws and Tails. Early 2024, we will air the first new episodes of Paws and Tails in 18 years. CJ's back, with Stacy and the rest of the club, and of course, Papa Chuck. Join us as the story continues. Log on to pawsandtails.org, and I'll see you in Wildwood.
Previously on Paws and Tails.
Son, you are a wonder. Come on in, let's get something to eat.
I was on the inside, a fight waiting to happen. I turned around and caught my back on a nail sticking out of the center beam. I hit the beam so hard it cracked.
The barn! The barn has collapsed!
It was my fault.
We can rebuild the barn.
Don't touch me! Everything I touch, I ruin!
Help me! I need help! Where's the sheriff?
We don't have a sheriff. What's the matter, friend?
The bandits have taken all of the children from my village. I need your help. Will you help?
No.
No!
What's wrong with you?
Probably several things.
If you are too dead inside to go for the children, then you will go for my father. Do you understand?
This is going to go bad. I can feel it in my bones. I stood over Flint and Sanders and fought like a tornado. They came from every direction, but I saw them coming, every one of them. I looked down and saw Pastor Flint staring at me.
I have never seen anything like that in all my days. Thank God you're on our side.
Look at me, Marky. Did they say it like, he's not the one? Or was it, he's not the one?
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. You stay on the trails and stick with me. Adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Ah! Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
We all, nine from the village and me, we'd marched into the deepest part of Wild Mountain. We'd been on the move for days. We'd stopped in the wee hours of the morning, and by my orders, we'd built several large fires. And we sat a few around each fire and waited. I had a lot on my mind, and I was not very talkative.
Chuck, where are we?
Close. We're close.
How do you know that? We've been looking for the bandits for weeks. How do you know where they are?
I just do.
Then why have we just sat around for hours in front of this huge campfire? They'll see us! It's not even cold. Why do we even have a fire? I don't think he knows what he's doing.
You'd best sit quiet and get rested. We're going to go in soon.
The sun's starting to come up. Shouldn't we attack in the dark?
No.
Look, I will do anything to get my daughter back, but you need to tell us what is going on here. How do you know where the bandits are? Heaven help us. Were you a bandit?
No. I hunted them.
What? You did what? You rode with Goliath?
He is Goliath.
No, he's not. It can't be.
I'm Chuck now. Just Chuck.
Good grief! He's Goliath! He ran out on his men in battle! He's a coward! I'll have nothing to do with him!
Wait, is it true? Did you really do that?
It's true. I did leave my friends in battle. I paid for it every day and dreamt of it every night. I wouldn't blame you for not trusting me. Stay or go if you want, but I'm going to stop the bandits and get those kids back.
My daughter's out there. I'm going with him.
Count me out!
How do we know he won't run out on us too? His friends almost didn't make it out alive.
What?
Everyone's heard the stories. They just barely made it out.
They didn't die?
No.
Is that what you thought all this time?
I was told. I was lied to again. They made it out?
Be better for you if they were dead. When they hear you're back, they're gonna wanna see you.
The fog's moving in.
Oh, that's just great. We've wasted another day.
No, we haven't. Put out the fire and pull out the hot coals and start raking up the gray ash. We're gonna need a lot.
Look at this fog. It's like soup.
Why do we want the ash?
Start smearing it all over yourselves.
I'll do nothing of...
Unbelievable. What?
Just do it. Look, he's almost
invisible. He looks like fog with eyes. This is how you did it before. That's why they were so afraid of you.
We are going to attack the bandits with Goliath. Give me some of that.
Goliath died. I'm Chuck. Smear the ashes all over. When the fighting begins, move in quickly, then back out where they can't see you. Then go back in again. Let's go. We move with the fog.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tales.
Hi, Dave Carl here, the creator of Paws and Tales. When the episode is over, the fun does not have to end. Come on over to pawsandtails.org to hear other episodes, discover why we work so hard and have so much fun making each Paws and Tails episode. There's a bunch to discover, so have your parents visit pawsandtails.org today.
We traveled silently in the fog, just like I used to. We went into the box canyon that the bandits hid in, but the lookouts couldn't see us. When we got into the camp, we saw the children sleeping on the ground everywhere. And then I saw him, the vulture.
Bring me the next group.
There's not a next group, Reach. You've seen all of them that we have.
Then go out and get more! I'm impatient to get back. If I've seen all of these, then why are they still here?
We were waiting for the sun. We can't push them into the night. We gotta take them a distance first.
Whatever happens, do not let the vulture get away. Let's go. We came from every direction. I must say I was impressed by the villagers. They fought fiercely, and they used their heads.
Take cover! We're being attacked!
By who? Where are they?
It's Goliath, you fools! He's here!
Goliath. I'll kill him!
Run! I'll come back when you have this lead!
Get the vulture!
Got him. Run for it!
Hello. That's gonna hurt tomorrow.
They're running away!
Leave them. This is the one we want.
Goliath, I presume?
What were you doing with the children? What were you looking for?
I seek the same thing you do.
What do you seek? The one?
You haven't been looking, have you? I love it. I thought I was in a race with you, and you have not begun.
What do you want him for?
Let's not talk as children, you and I. You want the one to lead them out, and I want to make sure that never happens.
You lose.
Perhaps, but you do not win. I'm not the only one, you know.
Tally! Tally!
Daddy! Oh, Daddy!
I love you. Thank you, Chuck.
It's okay.
Thank you, Chuck.
Oh, you're welcome.
Are you gonna take us home?
I sure am. What's your name?
Mason. Are you a papa?
A papa? I'm not sure.
You're old and gray.
Mason, it's just the ashes.
Mitten! Sandy! We're going home! Papa Chuck is gonna take us home! Are you really? Oh, thank you, Papa Chuck. Thank you, Papa Chuck.
Thank you, Papa Chuck. Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, Papa Chuck, let's go home.
Well, we led all the kids back to their various villages. And finally, a few days later, we and the few remaining little ones rambled back into the little mountain village of Benning.
We're home! Thank you.
Go on now. Your mama's waiting.
Mama! Daddy!
Papa Chuck, it's been an honor to know you and a bigger honor to fight alongside of you.
Thanks.
If you ever need anything, anything, all I have is yours for the asking.
Chuck! Daddy, he's here! Chuck!
Who's that?
What on earth? Cindy?
Chuck, you did it. You brought the kids back.
He did a sight more than that, miss. Make sure he tells you the whole story.
He's a hero, ma'am. We'd never have brought the kids back without him.
Really?
How'd you get here?
Mr. Sanders told me you and Daddy were taking the kids to Benning. I was not just going to sit home and imagine all the trouble you two would get into. I loaded up the wagon and made it in record time, I might add.
Your eyes.
My eyes?
They're clear, and you're happy. What happened out there?
A lot.
Good to see you, son. I take it all went well.
Papa Chuck, thank you. How can we ever, ever... Oh.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. You're welcome.
Everyone, this is Papa Chuck, the one who has brought us back our children. Hip, hip,
hooray!
Hip, hip, hooray!
Papa Chuck?
Papa Chuck?
Yeah, I know. There's a story behind that.
They say you're Goliath. Are you Goliath?
No. Not anymore.
You killed my father and my brother! Yes, yes, they were bandits for a short time. They stole chickens and some horses. But is that cause for you to hunt them down, beat them, and leave them to die?
I'm sorry. I don't know what to say.
Wait 1 minute, Maddie. We always suspected Jake and Caleb were bandits. It wasn't just some chickens and some horses. It was food for children
and the ability to plow and plant. Those two were stealing from folks that didn't have anything to spare.
That's right.
If we had caught them, we would have done the same, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we sure would.
Yeah, we would. There isn't a sheriff for 100 miles. If it hadn't been for him, the bandits would have starved us or killed us outright by now.
He's Papa Chuck now. He just saved the children, for crying out loud.
Didn't you desert your friends to die in battle?
He did. Left them to die, too. He's a traitor and he can't be trusted.
But he saved the children!
Hi, this is Ned the Beaver, star of Paws and Tails. You might be surprised to know that each and every episode requires a bunch of actors, a writer, a songwriter, singers, genius web people. Okay, it takes a lot. If you'd like to help us keep creating fun things that teach God's love to his children, just visit pawsandtails.org and go to the donate button. You know, a gift of any size will help us to introduce Paws and Tails to families around the world.
My very presence was tearing the village apart, so there was no way that I could stay in Benning 1 minute longer. Cindy, Pastor Flint, and I started packing for the long trip back to Wildwood.
You gonna mope all day? You're a hero, son.
I've had a lot of hurting in the past. But this is worse than anything before. I was better off being a stone.
Chuck, you need to look ahead. You can't let the guilt crush you. There's so much yet to come.
I know what's ahead. Every town I go into, there'll be someone I hurt. It'll start all over. It'll never end.
This is what healing feels like, son. It feels bad now, but it'll get better.
I'm not sure I can take it.
You feel guilty. You should feel guilty. You've not thought about anything but yourself for a long time. You're like a dog digging a hole that finally comes out to see that you've thrown mud all over everyone behind you. You've been the cause of hurting for some time. You just now come out to see it for yourself. It's a good sign that you feel guilt.
There's nothing good about it.
Yes, there is. That's how God calls to you, to tell you how bad a mess you've made of things, and that it's time to come back and make it right.
Then the guilt goes away?
No. Then he takes it away. If you let him.
There he is! Hey, Goliath! Who do you think you're fooling? Once a traitor, always a traitor. I'm gonna be keeping my eye on you, and if I...
Listen, you little bug.
Chuck, put him down!
Stop it, Chuck.
Goliath is dead.
Chuck!
But he could easily come back.
He tried to kill me. I told you he was dangerous. He's wild, and he always will be. He can never be trusted.
Get in the wagon. We're leaving now.
Come on, Chuck.
Get in!
All right.
You're a killer! You'll always be Goliath! You're nothing but a wild beast! You two think he's changed? It's a lie! He'll turn on you, too!
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's right. I wanted to break him in half. It'll be like this everywhere I go. I'll be paying for my past forever. Maybe I am Goliath.
What is wrong with you?
Ow.
Snap out of it! For 1 minute, could you think about someone other than yourself?
What?
You are not what you were. Did you ask God to forgive you?
Yeah.
Then he has forgiven you! Now, you have to decide what to do with your past.
Do you let it pull you down or carry you forward?
How can my past carry me forward?
You can choose to look back and be overwhelmed with guilt. Or every time you think about the past, you can thank God that He has done a mighty thing by delivering you from it. Your dark and rotten past can be a reminder that God loved you enough to pursue you, even when you wanted nothing to do with Him. But you can't do that if you just brood and feel sorry for yourself.
Wow, you're a pretty tough nut.
You decided that just now? You're a little slow on the uptake there.
I'll try to catch up.
That's my girl.
There was a full moon that night, so we rode on for hours, just to get distance between us and the village of Benning. But if we plowed the back pasture, we could double the crop.
Double the crop? Daddy, that would change everything.
Well, the only thing that would grow back there is rocks and grass. Not much grass.
We'll just clear the rocks out of the field.
Do you have any idea how many rocks we're talking about and how big some of those rocks are?
Nothing that two of us couldn't handle.
Well, I believe you're right. Not with the two of us.
We could pay off our debt and fix everything.
That's a lot of fixing.
What?
It's a camp. Just a bunch of guys trying to get through the night. Sit back down.
They're bandits.
How do you know that?
I know.
Look at me, son. This is where you choose. Leave them be, and you have a normal life, a good life ahead. Go after them, and you're trapped.
You'll get away.
You're not Goliath. You're not even Chuck anymore. You're Pawpaw Chuck. You looked after the little ones. You need to be looking for the one. You now know what God wants you to be. All you need now is to find out where you belong. You're close, son. Don't throw it away. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Now, we'll get to town in the morning and send some men out to round them up. Now, sit back and be still. Ha! Get up, boss. All right, that's it.
What's the matter, Daddy?
I don't know how long I've been sitting here asleep. Whew, we could have gone over a cliff.
I'm awake. I'll drive.
No, we all need some rest. We'll spend the night here. Cindy, stay where you are. Papa Chuck and I'll sleep on the ground.
Ground's cold. I'll start a fire.
Oh, suit yourself. Right now, I could sleep on a block of ice.
Later, just as the sun was coming up, Cindy roused and looked over the wagon to see her father sleeping next to an empty bedroll.
Chuck?
What?
Daddy, he's gone.
Chuck? Papa Chuck?
I had indeed gone off in the night, and right about that moment, I was looking down on the sleeping bandits below, and the owl was there.
You should do it.
Yes, I should.
They are the reason you exist. You need to punish them. Take them out.
If I do it again, I won't ever be able to come back.
You're not back now. Wherever you go, you'll be chased out of every village on the mountain.
I just want a normal life.
With your past, they won't let you be normal. You're better than normal. You're Goliath.
I don't want to be Goliath.
You've saved their lives from the bandits for years, but they don't want you near them. They're afraid of what you might do next. It's a crime.
Not everyone feels like that.
But enough of them do to make your life unbearable. It's not right.
What? I can't hear you.
I said it's not right. Those bandits down there might still be looking for more kids, and there is no one to stop them but you, the mighty Goliath. You are alone, but you were made for this. Protect the kids. Kill them. Go down and kill them all.
Papa Chuck! Papa Chuck!
Oh, there are no ashes left in the fire.
What does that have to do with anything?
Come on, he's gone.
What if he comes back?
He's not coming back. Just get in the wagon.
He might, and he'll wonder why we... Daddy, was that him?
Yeah. Get up, boss.
To order a copy of the Goliath Collection, Goliath, King of Shadow Valley, just log on to pawsandtails.org. Shadow Valley, Part 5, was written and directed by David Carl. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford. Paws and Tales is an Insight for Living production. Next time, a very special Paws and Tales.
I was confused and angry.
There is no one to stop them but you, the mighty Goliath. Kill them. Go down and kill them all. They'll never know what hit them, and you will be king of this mountain.
Don't miss this very special episode of Paws and Tales.